The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business on News Talk.
Friday was the main event in the Taoiseach's week-long US St. Patrick's trip itinerary. After spending 3 days in Boston and then flying to Washington, meeting Irish-American business and community leaders, Leo Varadkar got the chance to put his rare access to the White House to the test. Yesterday began with an early start. As is tradition, the day began with breakfast at the US Vice President's official residence. That's on the grounds of the US Naval Observatory. Kamala Harris welcomed the Taoiseach and his partner Matthew Barrett, and it was quite clear from the outset that both she and her husband are big fans of Leo and Matt.
So Doug and I are very honored to once again host the Taoiseach and Mr. Barrett back at the Vice President's residence. I don't think that we told you both, but Doug and I decided after our last visit here that you would be our new couple's friend.
Leo Varadkar used his speech over breakfast to say he understood a bit about being a vice president because of the rotating Taoiseach arrangement in Ireland, going from Taoiseach to Tánaiste and then back to Taoiseach. He said he knew which job he preferred to. He also told Kamala Harris he respected her, publicly calling for a ceasefire in Gaza in recent weeks, saying it can't have been easy, which may have been a slight dig at Joe Biden's reluctance to do the same. Speaking of Joe Biden, the Taoiseach was shortly thereafter whisked from the Naval Observatory to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for his meeting at the White House with the US President. As the two leaders posed for pictures ahead of their bilateral talks, Leo Varadkar said he had four main things to discuss: Gaza, economic support for Ukraine, the return of the power-sharing institutions in Northern Ireland, and economic ties between the US and Ireland during the meeting. On Gaza, Leo Varadkar said he wanted a ceasefire as soon as possible, to which Joe Biden said, "I agree." Leo Varadkar then said, "We need to talk about how we can make that happen and move towards a two-state solution, which I think is the only way we'll have lasting peace and security." Again, Joe Biden said, "I agree." After we and the media were escorted out of the Oval Office, the two men sat down for around 45 minutes to talk. Leo Varadkar came out of that meeting telling us a ceasefire in Gaza couldn't come soon enough.
"When I say ceasefire, I mean yesterday. The ceasefire is well overdue. The level of suffering, the number of lives that have been lost, it's just too much. But a ceasefire has to be on both sides. It has to be Hamas as well as Israel."
But he said Joe Biden told him in no uncertain terms that the United States will continue to support Israel.
"The president was very clear that the US would continue to support Israel and to assist Israel to defend itself. So I don't think that's going to change. But I think none of us like to see American weapons being used in the way they are. The way they're being used at the moment is not self-defense."
After their talks, the show moved to Capitol Hill for the annual Speaker's St. Patrick's Lunch, hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson. Held in a room in the Capitol building, it was attended by everyone from Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou MacDonald to Emma Little-Pengelly and Edwin Poots. Attendees were reminded that Leo Varadkar started out his political life as an intern on the corridors of the Capitol. Joe Biden, clearly still thrilled by his Irish links, used his speech at lunch to get as much in about Ireland as he could.
"Diplomat Shane Leslie once wrote, every St. Patrick's Day, every Irishman goes out to find another Irishman to make a speech to. So thank you for allowing me to find you. Mom, it's okay. Look, I'm glad I found all of you, because no matter how much we debate, no matter how much we disagree, we always have been able to come together as friends of Ireland. And, the friendship goes back centuries. But today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States. So, Mr. Speaker, thank you for hosting us today. It's a tradition I've always enjoyed. And, Taoiseach, thank you for joining us again. You know, I also like to extend the 100,000 welcomes to all the leaders who are involved in the Ireland and Northern Ireland agreement that they've now put it together. And I just wonder whether my mother would have ever thought that would happen. But it's happened, and it's great. You know, it's great to come together once again To all Irish Americans, Democrats and Republican members here, I'm glad to be united on this issue, and we begin the next century of a real partnership. It's been a partnership that's really increasing now. And finally, to all they wish they're Irish, I'm glad you're here too. My grandfather used to say that being Irish is enough. At any rate, I won't go into that. But I stand here as a proud descendant of the Finnegans and the Blewetts. The Finnegans from County Mayo, which I just was there not long ago, and the Finnegans from County Louth. And this pride is part of my soul, I'm sure, and all of you who are Irish ancestors feel the same way. In fact, as many of you know, when I served in Capitol Hill, my colleagues used to kid me because I was always quoting Irish poets. They thought I quoted Irish poets, Rev, because I was Irish. I don't do it for that reason, because they're the best poets in the world. That's why I quote them. Steny, it's true.
Usually on the Taoiseach's trip to Washington, the day concludes with a return back to the White House for the traditional Bowl of Shamrock ceremony. However, perhaps given that St. Patrick's Day falls on a Sunday this year, or perhaps given that Joe Biden may want to tap in to that strong Irish-American vote in an election year, the White House has decided to hold the event tomorrow instead. So while people back home are attending parades and donning the green outfits, the great and the good in Washington will be watching Leo Varadkar hand Joe Biden a bowl of shamrock instead. Shane Beatty, Washington.
The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business.
Saturday morning at 9 on News Talk.